Well, we've known Michi for a long time. Daniel Nelson and I went to school with her in Cleveland at the Cleveland Institute of Music. So we've collaborated with her. She's a violinist as well over our performing career. And we've been friends with her. And she is, has become this really creative and well-known composer now. That was sort of after we initially played with violinist. And she was really the first person that came to mind when we were trying to commission someone to write a piece that is current and reflects kind of some of the problems we're facing, and a piece that will live on into the future with a lot of meaning.
And Daniel Miller, let me bring you into the conversation here. And I understand you're leading a conversation about the work after the performance on Friday. Now, how did you and the Department of Natural Resources and Environmental Science become involved with this performance?
Well, the piece has an environment theme. It's about resilience, it's about loss, and it's also about hope. And I was fortunate enough to see the Jupiter Quartet play it the first time. And then I guess we're a small community here, and our children go to school together. We got to talking, and the Jupiter Quartet has done some other similar kinds of events of reaching out beyond sort of the music community. There was an event at Beckman with the physicist that they did last year, and we thought, well, this is an environment, climate change themed piece. Why not do something similar with the environmental science department on campus?
And then about the piece itself, I'm curious just to learn a little bit more about it. I mean, I know it's multi-movement, of course, for string quartet, but how many movements? What really stands out to you about this work? And why are you so excited to perform it on Friday?
It's in seven movements. Each movement tries to evoke a different natural world. And also, I think Michi was very adamant, as Dan Miller mentioned, that the piece not be a kind of doom and gloom piece. She was really interested in having the audience be able to engage with climate change in a way that, wasn't reading the New York Times article that was depressing about the state of the world, that there was something they could do to kind of reflect on how beautiful the world is. I mean, there are moments that are terrifying in the piece, but there are also moments that sort of admire or try to capture and evoke the natural world. The piece kind of starts and ends in the ocean, at least in Nietzsche's imagination. She wanted to kind of evoke and capture the kind of vast expanse of the Pacific Ocean, where she grew up in the Bay Area near the Pacific Ocean.
Yeah, and she uses actually a lot of special effects to get sort of extended techniques to get these, to paint these scenes. So there's a lot of kind of watery, when we're imitating the ocean, a lot of watery effects, things we do with our bows. She even has us play with, she specified a Target gift card because it was like the right weight
Has to be Target.
yeah, to get these more percussive effects. So, and then there's another place where I'm imitating a steel drum. So there are a lot of really interesting sounds that come out of it. It's not like your traditional string quartet sound at all times, although there are parts that are very beautiful, rich texture. So really interesting that way.